I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL.
Sunshine and 64.
Who needs a meteorologist when we've got the Old Farmer's Almanac? The 2023 edition is now out and here to help us work our way through it and find out about the upcoming season is Sarah Peralt with the Old Farmer's Almanac. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Well, I'm okay, except I see, according to this, a tale of two winters, and your Janice Dillman, the editor, says this will be the best of winters or memorable for all the wrong reasons. Can you explain that a little more for us?
Well, it depends. If you're a fan of old-fashioned, cold, snowy winters, this is the year for you. And if you're not, then you need to go to the western part of the country.
Well, I'm all in for winter. I'm a February baby, so I don't mind this winter weather. So, Greg, this looks like it's going to be my year for the winter as well. Not too much snow. I got to get my snowblower fixed on that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things in the Old Farmer's Almanac. A little bit of the things that you have. There are a lot of things for planting. Let's talk about some of the interesting points that are in there, including, good stories do you have in there this year?
Sure. You know, every year we bring you your weather forecast, but we're full of so many other things. As you said, planting advice, astrology and astronomy. This year for gardening, we've given you some fantastic articles on if you want to have perennials in your yard. I mean, you can't have the same perennials. I'm in New Hampshire. I can't have the same perennials that you have in Ohio. So we've given you all the regions of the country and Canada and what's the best perennials to plant for your area, as well as propitious planting days, which in tune with the almanac is traditional days to plant things, such as St. Patrick's Day has always been known as the day that you're supposed to get your peas in the ground. And then every year, my favorite thing is the reader recipe contest. So we've got our winners published from last year. Last year we asked you to send us your best recipes using bananas, so those are published, such as peanut butter and banana French toast, which is delicious, and then, believe it or not, a stir fry that features bananas. And for next year, we want you to send us your best recipes using ginger. I can't wait to try those.
Sarah, I look at the cover of the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I think to myself, it's kind of comforting in a way because it seems to be the same most every year. But as you just mentioned, you get a lot of feedback from your readers and incorporate that feedback into your new publications.
It's true. We really, you know, we listen to people. People call us on the phone. People send us emails through our website at almanac.com. You know, we want to do what you want us to do. We want to be your favorite reference to pick up every fall when we come out. And the cover doesn't change just so you recognize us, other than obviously the year across the front. So we want you to go into the store and go, oh, there's my old friend, the Old Farmer's Almanac, and pick us up.
I'm looking at some of the different articles you have on here, and you tell people that it's time to switch to millets. What are millets?
So next year, 2023, has been designated the year of the millet, believe it or not. So millets are just a grain, but they have been traditionally used mostly to feed animals. So we're trying to get people to make their way over to millet, much in the same way you would use something like quinoa or buckwheat. So we tell you a little bit about the history of it and then how to use it.
Greg, I gave you some talking points over there. I only had one copy of it.
You gave it to me?
Yeah. So
all right. Well, listen here. I want to know about Willie O'Ree that dates back to 1958. Do you have that one there, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. He's a very important figure in history. So Willie O'Ree, he played his first game on the ice for professional for the Boston Bruins. He was the first black person to play in the NHL. So we've kind of got a little bit of a story of his journey, which is heartbreaking, but he made the way for a lot of other players out on the ice.
Something else you have in the edition this year, the myth and mystery of mistletoe. Every year Bruce and I talk about mistletoe. What is it? You know, where did the tradition come from? What do you have?
Oh, my goodness. The mistletoe story is my favorite one in the book this year because it's very humorous and it's very informative. So did you know that the word mistletoe, so mistle comes from the word that means twig, and then tan comes from the word that means dung. So basically it's a dung twig.
Well, we did not know that.
So people may not want to hang them in their houses. Maybe put it outside.
Yeah, we learned that mistletoe is a parasite, right? I think that's...
That's uh-huh, right. That's yeah. another reason you don't want to put it in your house.
Right. And but well, this is a bad, not a, you know, a bad tradition or something to that. A lot of recipes in here too. Any favorite recipes you want to pass out your way?
Well, I absolutely love the recipe contest every year. And as I said, there's the one that uses bananas and stir fry. But my favorite one has to be the banana pops. So you take a banana, you dip it in chocolate, and then you cover it in anything from crushed up pretzels to chocolate chips, and it's just something fun that you can do with the kids. And since I have two small children, it's, you know, always close to my heart to be able to do something with them in the kitchen that's not going to cause too much screaming or crying.
Now, I'm looking at the picture, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but it looks like something I could also put out for the bird feeder. It seems the same way. It has that same, with the little seeds and things on top of it, but there's one of those there. All right. Anything else, Craig, you got over there? I told you, Craig, I gave you the bullet points over there.
Well, we talk about family treasures, too. In fact, family treasure came up in a recent conversation. What do you do with these things? How do you store them? Any ideas, Sarah?
Sure. So I'm not sure everybody knows that we have a sister publication called Family Tree, and they're all about, obviously, researching your ancestors and the best ways to do that. So they've helped us out with this article about how to preserve your family treasures, such as photographs, obviously, but things that you've found and how to record them and the best way to store them.
You have good stories about family farms on there as well. And obviously, farmers are probably one of the folks that really enjoy the magazine for sure. But tell us a little bit about that.
Every year, for the past couple of years, we've been featuring different people's who have maybe gone back to farming or are starting brand new and didn't know what they were doing at first. So this year, in Making a Grow of It, we're spotlighting a farmer who's farming seaweed. I hadn't thought of that before. They're growing beads and all kinds of different farmers and their struggles and their triumphs.
Again, it's the Old Farmer's Almanac 2023. It is now out. Our guest this morning, Sarah Perrault, joining us to talk a little bit about that. One more time on the weather. What are we going to expect, especially here around the Great Lakes region, if you've got that area?
Yes, in your area, winter temperatures are expected to be below normal. So, as I said, it's going to be cold. The coldest periods will be in late January all the way into mid-February. So maybe that's when you want to plan your vacation. Both precipitation and snowfall are going to be above normal. But we're forecasting exceptionally heavy snow in mid to late January.
Is that the sound effect of the heavy snow? Is that shoveling, Craig?
Yeah.
All right.
That's the sound of you better go get your snowblower fixed.
Absolutely. Sarah, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing us, and invite people to go pick out the Old Farmer's Almanac. You can always recognize it because it has the hole in the corner for the easy hanging. Thanks for your time, Sarah.
Thanks very much. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks, Sarah Perrault, joining us from the Old Farmer's Almanac. The forecast divides, as you say, a tale of two winters. So we have to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll get John Loftman to weigh in on this as we get
closer. He should, after you disrespected him at the intro of this interview.
Disrespected? I just said...
You said, who needs meteorologists when we've got the Old Farmer's Almanac? Isn't there room for both?
Well, I suppose. That and the woolly bear I'll keep in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, coming up soon.
We'll be all set. 8:47 at WEOL. Coming up soon, we'll take a look at the... game on Stream 2 tonight. It's Firelands at Vermilion. It's a little bit of a rivalry. And we'll learn about the Stillman Cup as part of that. Andy Bulbarch will join us in just a bit.